how is it that you coach people to, you know, work with the diversity of consciousness levels, I guess you could say, that are out there, when they might leave a workshop and get, you know, a really strong sense of validation and being able to speak with the opposite sex and be able to work through issues, but then they go out in the world and the people that they're meeting every day might not have done that kind of work. How do you coach people to work with that?
Well, first of all, our workshops are not so long that I think we have these evening practice sessions, is what I would call them, or skill-building sessions.
They're all of 3 hours.
Yeah, so if people leave having a sense of more self-confidence, or more importantly, how to frame a question, mm-hmm. I think is really the skill that we're most interested in helping people learn mm-hmm. in that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And recognizing that there's ways of framing a question that actually invites more information, more truth, makes it safe, and also many times gives you the information that's most useful. Sometimes if we ask a question, I'm trying to think, you think of one perhaps, but
why do you always do that thing I hate?
Right. Right. That's a great one.
That's a great question, isn't it?
You know, so the information that you'll get from it, why do you always do the things I hate? First of all, there's an assumption that the person knows it or is intentionally doing that. And the second part is, if they did answer that, you just get answers about what you hate, rather than asking a person, what is it that you love, or mm-hmm. what would encourage you to do things for me that are loving?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's just to kind of turn it around. What's inherent in a question usually is what we most want to know, what our heart is calling out for.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we help people find that, because often the first crack at a question, they may know what they're longing for, but it may not actually come out in their formulation of that question. Mm-hmm. The complement to that, helping people ask powerful questions that are really geared to get them what they want, is one of our ground rules. Even though our sessions are very short, 3 hours, we take time at the beginning of each one to set some simple ground rules. And one of them is to make I statements, I talk about myself. So when I'm opening my mouth and speaking, you're hearing about me, not about you, or right. not about the world, or not about my philosophy. Mm-hmm. So we really encourage people to listen inward and then share from that place. This is my experience, or this is what I'm feeling right now, or this is what I'd like right now. Mm-hmm. And I think people can take that out into the world. We had somebody in our session, we just did a session last Thursday, and we have some people who are repeat customers, which we love. And she talked about one of our other ground rules is to use the word and in the place of but, and how she was practicing that out in the world, in her daily interactions. A simple practice around language mm-hmm. that changes one's mindset from it's either this or that to it could be both this and that.
Could you give us an example?
Well, sure. One we do when we're teaching the ground rules is, I really love you, but I'm so angry at you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I really love you, and I'm really angry right now at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They both can coexist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One does not nullify the other.
Perhaps one actually determines the other
yeah.
more so than...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.